Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Menachot Daf Yod Amud Bet, at the very bottom of the Amud, looking at the end of our Mishnah. I'm talking about the Kometz. Kamatz v'alav v'yadot Sror or Garger Melach O Koret Levona Pasul. The Mishnah stated that when you did the Kometz, you found that inside was either a little pebble or some salt or a clump of Levona, it's Pasul. Kohani Lamali, why do I have to mention all three of these things? The answer is Tzricha, the Itan and Tzor, if I mention just the pebble, Shalavara Kravi, it's not something that goes on his back. Of course, it interferes with the Kometz. Melach Tabara Kravi, he emak with Kasher, maybe the salt, because after all, later you're going to put the salt, with the Mincha, so perhaps it would be considered valid. Therefore, it has to teach me that it's not. Itana Melach, if I said Melach, to lo Ikpa Bahari Mincha Mekar, if it wasn't part of the Mincha originally, but the Lavona was originally part of the Mincha. When you were Makadish the Mincha, you're Makadish the Lavona with it. So perhaps it's valid if it goes into the Kometz. Kamash Palan, that any foreign object in the Kometz invalidates it. Now, Mimnesha Amru. And the end of the Mishnah said, a Kometz achaser o hayater pasul. The Kometz is too little or too much is pasul. And then the Mishnah went on to say that if it is chaser, that's if you used your fingertips, and yater is if it's heaping. Now, my ear yemishum chaser v'yater, why does the Mishnah say that it's invalid because it's deficient or it's too much? Typical mishum chatzitza. Why don't we just mention the fact that the rock or whatever might be inside is a chatzitza between your fingers and the rest of the mincha, or the kometz. V'yirmi aminatzad. It could be a case where the rock is right in the middle, and therefore it really isn't a chatzitza. Okay, I'm going to buy the Rav. Ketzad komtsin. How do you do kmitza? Like people who fold their hands into their fist. It's normal. Etevei, we have a challenge. We have a record of what we call the different fingers. Zuz zeret, the pinky is called a zeret, which is a shear we find in Maaseh Mishkan, zeret oko. Zu kmitza, the fourth finger, what we call the ring finger, is the kmitza. Zu ama, the middle finger, is the ama. Zu etzpa, the forefinger, is the etzpa. And zu godel, the thumb is a godel. So why do you call the fourth finger the kmitza if it's like you say where you bring all the fingers in? Ela lahashvot, the purpose of the pinky is not to include it because only the middle three fingers are included, but the pinky is there to even out and smooth out the kometz that is sticking out from the fingers. Now, hey Chiyavid, how do you do it? Chofesh shalosh etzbeotav, you take your three middle fingers and you cover them until it covers all the way over your palm, kometz, and you bring in the kometz into there, the little bit of the mincha that you're picking up. Tanna Miachi of Brita supports that. The pasuk says molokumso, you filled your kometz. I might think it's supposed to be overflowing. Tamalomar bikumso, therefore it says bikumso. That's just even. Maybe it should be very small and you only use your fingertips. So you have the tension between these two psukim, full or not full, and the answer is you use your full three fingers, but that's all. Like we saw. Now, Machavat Marcheshet, which is the fry pan and the deep pan, you first bake it before you come and do the kometz. So therefore, what do? Mochek begodlo milamalu etzboktana milamata. You use your thumb on top and your pinky on the bottom to smooth it out because it already has chunks. Zui avodash kashat mikdash. This is the hardest thing to do in the mikdash. Zova too low. There aren't other hard things to do. Vaika malika. So malika is very difficult. Vaika chafina, which is taking the ketoret into both your hands. On Yom Kippur, Elazui Achat Miavodot Hashem Mikdash. This is one of the three hardest things in the Mikdash, along with the other two. Now, Amar Papa Pshitali says, I find it very obvious that Malokum So could have come to Inshi. You have to do it like people gather it in. But Rabbi Papa, Kamatz Prasheyetz Botav, what if you used your fingertips? Mai, is it kosher? Mina Sadinu Amai, what if you gathered it from the side instead of coming in? Matal Mala, what if you came from underneath and collected it? Mai. The answer is teku, meaning is it only the result of having the kometz in there, or is it the process of how you do it? Unclear. Amar Papa Pshitali then asked a parallel question about the chofen of Yom Kippur. Malat milei chofnav kidacham fnei inshi. You're supposed to fill your arms like people fill up their arms in the package. This is for the ketoret. Boy, Papa, he said, I'm not sure. Chafan Rosh Hetzvotav, what if you just used your fingertips? Ma'o, minas tadin ma'o, if you came from the side. Chafan bin vizu vizu v'karan zeo tzazu. What if you filled up Torah in each hand and then brought them together? Ma'o. And again, teku. And again, the question is, are we concerned with the final result or the process? Bar Papa, third question. Dabke le komets bedafne demana. Let's say that you took the komets and you didn't just dump it into a kli, but you stuck it up against the wall of the kli. Toch kli bainan? Does it just have to be in a kli? Veika, you got that. Or dil mahanocha betocha bainan? Maybe it has to be placed in the kli. Veleika, it's not placed in the kli because it's stuck to it. Again, teku. By Mar Bravashi. So we hear for now from two generations down, Mar Bravashi, let's say you turn the kli upside down, you stuck the komets up on the now upside down bottom of the kli. My hanocha betocha bainan veika, it's inside the kli. Maybe it has to be done in a normal way, veleika, that you don't have. And again, teku. Okay, the next mishta, kitzadu ose, is really a continuation. Poshet votava pasya do. It's really the end of the previous mishta. Is what do? You take your fingers and you cover them. We already saw that detail, and the Gemara is not even going to address it. However, ribash shamna, chaser shamna, chiser levonata psula. But if you added too much oil, or too much of its oil, or you depleted some of the oil, or you were missing some of the levona, then it's pasul. Notice that they left out ribash levona. Hechadam ribash shamna. What is considered to be too much oil? Amar b'liazar gon shifrish la shnei lugin. So if you set aside two lugin instead of one for this isaron. V'lokum gon de arib b'shemen de chulin v'shemen de chaverto. Why didn't you say that you mixed in oil that was oil chulin or oil that belonged to another korban? Why do you have to say that you set aside oil for this mincha that was too much of a shear? Itema shemen de chulin v'shemen de chaverto l'pasol. You're going to tell me that shemen that belongs to another korban or shemen that's chulin is not posel? If that's the case, you could never have a minchat chote that's pasul because of shemen, because of a simple reason, according to that thinking. Because a minchat chote has no one of its own oil, so there is no such thing. If you say, I'm doing this for the minchat chote, you've said nothing. Or if, let's say, it's minchat shemen of chulin, or shemen of another mincha, amart lo pasul, you just got through arguing that that's not posel. So how will we explain it? The answer is Rabbi Eliezer, Lomim Bayikam. Rabbi Eliezer says, I'm not saying that the only case of Ribash Shemna is when you're Mafrish Shnei Lugin. He's saying this is the less obvious case. Lomim Bayikam, Chulin, Chaver, Tad Apostle. Certainly, if you put Tudik Shemen that was either Chulin or belonged to another Korban, certainly it's Posel. If Rishna Shnei Lugin, but I might think that if you separated or designated two Lugim, Hoyo Vahaychazile Vahaychazile, each one is fit for this Mincha, maybe they're not pasul. Kamash malan, that the korban is pasul because you set aside too much shemen for this. Umanale the Rabbi Eliezer. How does Rabbi Eliezer get this idea that it's not just foreign oil, but it's even designating extra oil for this korban that's posel? The answer is he was bothered by the language of the Mishnah. My yir yiditani ribash shamna. Why does it say he added to its oil? Litni ribala shemen. It should say he added oil to it. Why did its oil? So it must be even a case where you set aside more oil than needed for this. By the way, Rashi points out, only shnei lugin, not lugin v'chetzi. Now, chiser levonata. Notice that the next thing is the levona is missing. Tana rabbanan chasra v'yam da'al korat achad psula. So we have one brighter that says that if it was missing so that there was only one little clump of levona, it's pasul. But if there's two clumps, it's valid. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. We'll see why in a minute. He has a smaller shear. He says, if there's one clump, it's okay, but less than a clump, that gets broken up, then it's no good. Rabbi Shimon says that if Levon is missing even a little bit, it's Pasul. One way of answering it is that Rabbi Shimon meant, and if a clump is missing anything, it's Pasul. We're talking about a levona that comes with a mincha. Then, as long as there's one koret, it's good enough. But if a levona is coming by itself, it has to be perfect. Three positions. Reb Meir, we did not hear from yet. Savar, komets patchila v'komets pasof. When you first makadish the levona, it has to be the proper amount. And when you burn, it has to be the proper amount. You can't have lost any. He agrees about the beginning. At the end, it has to be two little clumps. At the most, at the least. Rabbi Shimon says, as long as there's one clump at the end, you're good. They're all darshaning the same pasuk, obviously different ways. And that is, v'kol avonah asher al mincha. Mer savra ad di'ita avonah di'kava v'hari mincha mikara. Why is that avonah asher al mincha? The Levona that was dedicated with this mincha has to be in the same state all the way through. For Yehuda Savar, kol, he says, kol halavona means afilu chad koret, means even any of it, not all of it, but any of it, even one clump. But eight, the eight kol avona, eight is the rabot koretachad, says, okay, that's adding, you got to have two clumps. Shimon eid lo darish, Rabbi Shimon says, I don't make a big deal about et, kol is there, and only as long as there's one clump, it's good enough. Yitzhak by Yosef Rabbi Yochanan. So we find Rabbi Yosef quoting Rabbi Yochanan several times here. First of all, Acholkut Belvona by Mamincha says the only disagreement between Shimon and Yehuda here and Rameir is if it's a Levona that's accompanying a Mincha. Belvona by Mifnei Atzman, we already saw this suggestion. If it's a Levona coming by itself, you dedicated a Levona to the Mikdash. Tiva Komets Chilav Komets Masov. It agrees it has to be the full Komets from beginning to end. Chayit Stari, Chasher Al Mincha, Dabari Mincha in Mifnei Atzman Lo. That's why it says, Kol Avona Asher Al Mincha. The Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon inferred to say, even if only a little bit is left, you can burn it. That's only it's al hamincha. But if it's levona by itself, then you don't have this liberal approach of saying if some is gone, it's okay. It's Rabbi Yosef Yochanan machlok levona by mamincha. Again, the same idea. But the mincha, the levona that comes with the bazichin, everybody agrees that it has to be full all the way through. Pshita, it's a no-brainer, because after all, that's the same thing as a levona that comes by itself. Since it comes with the bread, kasher al hamincha damya, it should be like a levona that comes with a mincha. Kamash malan, that it's considered a levona that comes by itself, because it never touches the mincha, it goes in the cups, etc. Now, pliki bar remember it's chuk napacha. We have actually machloket about this. What we took for granted and said, this is what Yochanan's position, not so clear that it is. Because these are both Talmidim of Yochanan. That's the position that we had. The other one said, no, the disagreement of Shimon or Yehuda, they hold the same disagreement all the way through. And if you bring a Levona by itself, and there's only one clump left, Rabbi Shimon said, you're good to go. Now, Chiser Levona Tapsula, but I noted the Mishnah did say Hayater. What happens if you have too much Levona? The implication is Kashera. And Yatir Psula, we have a bright that says Pasul. Hamangon Shifrish La Shnei Kvatzin. He says, when is it Pasul? That's when you set aside two Kvatzin. Now, V'Amar Abi Bechama, in other words, if you just had took a big Kometz of Levona, that's okay. There can be more. But if you set aside two separate Kvatzin, then it's Pasul, but only in this case, from Bechama. Hifrish La Shnei Kvatzin, V'Avar Echad Miyah, and you set aside two, and one got lost. Kodem Kmitzav is before Kmitzav Logpu. Then we don't have a problem because we don't see yet know which one is set. One got lost, the other one's good to go, and we're fine. Achar Kmitzav Logpu, but if you already did Kmitzav, then they're already both connected to the Mincha and it's Pasul. V'yamar Rami Rachama, Ifrish Arba Akmatzin L'Shnei Bazichin, V'yavdu Shnei Mien, you set aside four Kmatzim of Levona for the two Bazichin, and that's twice as much. And two of them got lost. Kodem Siduk Bazichin, if it was before they took the Bazichim off, then lohukpu. Then that's okay, and the two that are there are good. Achar siduk bazichim, if it's afterwards, hukpu, then it's already hukpa, too late, and it's pasul. Hatu lamali, but why do I need the second case? Hanuhach. So the answer, they're both the same. Avonatem, I came into Barak comments today, and this we've already seen this reasoning. Since in the case of lacham apanim, we know exactly where the comments is, we know what the comments is, it's already sitting in its own place. I might think that the minute that it comes time, even though I didn't do it, it should be considered as if it's already done, and therefore it will be pasul if after the time came, I caught it and got rid of the other ones, and they got lost, and then I did siluk bazichin, I might think it's still pasul because the time came, kamash malan, that until you actually take them off, you still are in the running. Okay, we'll pause here and we'll do the last podcast on the first parak in the next podcast. In the meantime, wish everybody a wonderful day.